Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Mercer County High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo.
I do not want a back that aches.
I do not want a knee that quakes.
I do not want a shoulder that sticks.
I do not want a jaw that clicks.
From foot to head, it hurts.
It hurts, I said.
Can I go back to bed? It hurts when I sit up or down.
It hurts when I drive into town.
I do not
want to whine a lot.
I do not want to whine a lot.
I even tried a steroid shot.
But did you try physical therapy? It helps a lot, and you will see. An Advanced Rehab screen is free, and soon in no pain you will be. So come and visit by car, plane, or train, and you will find we fix pain. Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine.
This is Nikki Lair with Country Financial. You finally have your dream home. Now you need the right insurance to protect it. Because when it comes time to file a claim, you don't want any surprises. So stop in or give me a call at John Waugh's Country Financial Office in Aledo to find out if you have the right protection. I can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Call me today at 309-582-3455 to learn how I can help you protect your home.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the Chief through Essential Checking, Cash Rewards Checking, Interest Checking, Relationship Checking, or a Relationship Money Market Account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The high school basketball season in full swing, which means the high school pep band season in full swing as well at Mercer County High School. Today we're joined by a couple of kids who participate in both of those things, and seniors Gabriella McPeak and Maddie Hoffman. So as we start, you know, we talk about a lot where you hear, you know, opposing coaches and players and fans from other communities when they come to basketball games say, wow, that band Mercer County has is really impressive. So we'll start by just kind of talking a little bit about that. You know, I know year over year, it sounds great at, you know, home high school basketball games. So can you start by talking a little bit kind of about where the, I guess, what kind of work goes into that and where you think the high quality year over year comes from?
I think that just the fact that there's so many kids in band, because at Mercer County, because Mr. Ruggles is great, they're like, kids just want to be in band, and it's not a weird thing, so they want to go. And pep band's obviously the best one, because you know all those songs. They're a bunch of oldies, and like, people in the crowd love them. So I feel like it's just a high energy thing to do. Like, as a band member, it's the like the most fun thing to do.
Yeah, Ruggles is great, and it's definitely like cool to be in the band at Mercer County. So.
Right, and you know, Gabriella, you just kind of touched on how it's fun, right? It's kind of the most fun thing that people say, or kids say, you know, it's what they enjoy the most, being in band, is playing at, you know, football games, basketball games, whatever. So speaking specifically about pep band, you mentioned a little bit about it, but can you kind of expand upon what makes it so enjoyable, you think?
It's probably, honestly, half of it is because it's a boys game. There's a lot of people there. The energy is super high, and like, everybody loves the band because like, they all know the songs. Like, they're all like good songs that people just enjoy them. They're just good songs.
And it's a lot of fun too, because we both, like, we're both on the girls basketball team. There's a couple other girls on the team in the pep band, so like, we play for the boys, and then the boys will come and play at our games, which is a lot of fun too.
So do you guys have like a favorite song that you play, or a favorite couple songs you play during games?
Yeah, my favorite is definitely Run Around Sue, but we don't play it as much at the games.
I like Billie Jean, and then we just got a new one. Land of a Thousand Dances is probably...
Ruggles is great and found that one for us.
So do you guys get much, like, input? Does he ask for... I know you say that Mr. Ruggles is great, right? And I agree with that. Do you guys get much input in, like, what you play each game? Or how does he ever ask for recommendations from kids? Or how does that work?
That's honestly all he does. He pretty much asks, like... before we play that night, he's like, so what do you guys want to hear? And then we tell him. And then for the boys game, he does the same thing, like, what do you boys want to hear when you're warming up today? So
yeah,
it's fun to hear what you like want to hear.
And a lot of the songs are from marching band too, so the kids were in marching band, like, first senior night we like picked the songs that we played, and so then some of those songs get put in the pep band book.
So, you know, you mentioned like marching band there, and then, you know, we're talking about pep band. I know you guys have like a concert band series you play through too. So can you walk us through and walk like the listener through what, you know, day to day looks like in band class? I know there's a lot you guys do throughout the year. So how does the, I guess, preparation for each thing maybe differ, or the similarities between getting ready to perform, you know, whether it's like, you know, like a holiday concert you guys just had, or, you know, pep band at a basketball game, or marching band at football games, or in parades? Can you kind of walk us through that?
Mm-hmm. As far as pep band, a lot of like us upperclassmen are pretty familiar with the songs. So we just do like one day a week where Ruggles spins this wheel that has like all the different pep band songs on it, and whatever it lands on, we just play and practice it for the day, which is a lot of fun because it mixes things up, keeps it interesting. And then as far as like marching band, it's much more focused on like the moves that we do while we're playing, as well as like playing the music right, whereas concert band is like get the notes right, like really focused on playing it well.
So where for you guys, you know, obviously I think you start the band track when you're in sixth grade, I think, at least that's what it was like when I was in school. That might have changed, I don't know, that was a little time ago, I guess. But why were you guys interested in wanting to be in band at Mercer County? I think, Gabrielle, you said you play the clarinet, Maddie plays the trumpet, so where does that interest come from?
I wanted to play the clarinet because my mom played the clarinet, and that's really the only like instrument I knew, to be honest. Like the clarinet is like, that's what my mom pulled out one day. I was like, oh, that's what you played. And then my aunt played the flute, so I thought about that for a while. But I joined band because my friends were doing it, but because you also hear about Mr. Ruggles and you hear about that's a really fun guy. And so that's the reason I joined band in the first place.
Yeah, when I was little, I used to play piano, which was always a lot of fun. And so, like, as far as having a musical background, I just kind of knew how to read it a little bit. But then, obviously, like, learning how to read trumpet music is kind of different. But I definitely really liked when the jazz band would come to the schools, and I always thought that was super cool. And I always thought Ruggles was great. So.
And you guys, like you said earlier, both play girls basketball. So you get the perspective of, like, you know, playing and then having the band play your game. So how neat is that, especially, you know, like we said, you go around other places, and I don't think anything really quite compares to like that atmosphere, right? So what is it like when you're, you know, warming up or just playing in a game and you have the band there for you too?
The band being there is honestly the start of the energy that goes into the game. Like running out is the start of the energy that goes into the game, because we run out to the horse every single game. And I think if we didn't, I don't think we'd have a very good game. Like I really do think that it is the source of energy right when we come out, like for the game.
Yeah, and it's just a bunch of classic songs that we all know, and it's a lot of fun to play at home games because we have the pep band. Not a lot of schools have the pep band at all their girls games.
All right, so is there anything else you guys want to say before we wrap up? Anything else?
Just that Ruggles is great. Right? Ruggles is awesome. Yeah, Ruggles is great.
It's great, right? All right, well, that's Gabriella McPeak and Maddie Hoffman joining us, both seniors who are in the pep band as the, right, we say the pep band season continues at Mercer County High School. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning early, and have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks, you too.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.